The city has added many more miles of bike lanes in recent years, but many cyclists complain that they're routinely blocked by cars, trucks, and other objects. As part of our new project, Bike Blockers, we will be mapping these obstructions to find out how big a problem they really are. WNYC's Elaine Chen gets us started.
Let's say you need to take a car service to Prince Street in Soho. Where can driver Anthony Rosario possibly drop you off?
This is the bike lane here, right?
The street is so narrow, there's no other place to pull over. He knows that's illegal.
How am I supposed to drop off people? They get upset if I'm blocking their lane. But how am I supposed to, you know, do my job, you know?
And that's the dilemma drivers face. And it's been costing them more and more as the number of bike lanes has risen, along with enforcement. In fiscal year 2014, the city issued over 55,000 tickets for blocking a bike lane. The following year, the number increased about 40% to nearly 77,000. Each one carries a potential fine of $115. Paul Steely White is the executive director of Transportation Alternatives. He says blocking bike lanes is a safety issue for cyclists.
You have to veer out into traffic to go around the parked car, and it's that veering maneuver that can really pose a big danger.
White says if the city is serious about increasing biking, it's got to keep the lanes clear. Despite the increase in ticketing, he says enforcement still varies a lot by police precinct.
Really what we need is more consistent enforcement, and we need more enforcement.
White adds that with more bikers, bike lanes tend to stay clear on their own. But it's tough to get more people to ride their bikes if the routes are blocked. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Chen.
Send us your geotagged photos of what's in your bike lane to bikes@wnyc.org, and we'll add them to our Bike Blockers map at wnyc.org/streets.